You just tuned into the Dental Marketer Talks, hashtag TDM Talks podcast. I'm your host, Michael, coming at you with the latest episode. Hey guys, this is Michael. Thank you for tuning in into hashtag TDM Talks, episode 7. Wow, moving right along. Okay. This episode, we're going to discuss about referrals and how we can increase them. I know this is sometimes a hard and tricky thing for some people, and some dentists find it super duper easy. So let's just get right to it. How we can increase referrals from our existing patients. Now, it seems hard sometimes when we want to ask a patient to refer their friends or family. But in all honesty, is it really that hard? Like, really, is it that hard just to ask? It isn't, right? But you'd be so surprised how many people or dentists either forget or just don't want to ask. So the first rule into getting more patient referrals is literally just asking. I want you dentists to ask, hey, you have any friends or family who can benefit from us? They're either going to say, you know what, let me check, or yeah, I do, and give you somebody, or nah. And if they say no, take note of that. Take note of the people who say no to you. That way you can warm up to them, be more friendly with them. This means they haven't given you their full trust yet, which means they're not 100% loyal patients. But you do want 100% loyal patients, so keep building that trust with them. Second thing I want you to do is when they're filling out the new patient form, on the back, have something that says, would you like your friends or family to benefit from a free exam? See if they fill that out. Some people will fill it out, some people won't. But it won't hurt because you're not even asking them. The paper is asking for you. The new patient form is asking for you. And I mean, it won't hurt. If you get referrals out of that, awesome. If you don't, oh well, at least, you know, you tried that way. Third thing I want you guys to do is when they're leaving, I want the front office to ask, okay? I want the front office to say, hey, do you want your friends or family to benefit from us? Or do you have any coworkers or friends or things like that who could probably use a free exam or could probably benefit from a great dentist? See what they say. Sometimes they may be intimidated because you're asking, but I don't want that to be the reason you guys don't ask. I still want the dentist to ask. And then sometimes they may warm up more to the front office because maybe your front office staff is extremely friendly and they were already talking from the beginning when they first came in. So have the front office ask when they're leaving or when they're setting up their recall appointment or their return appointment. The fourth thing I want the front office to do is either at the beginning or when the patient is leaving at the end of the visitation, I want the front office to kind of talk to the patient and ask them, hey, where do you work? Remember that. The front office, I want them to ask, where do you work? That way, they know that they can call their place of work or their business and see if they can get more referrals. And I'll touch that subject in a different podcast, but take note of where they work. It is super important to take note. That's how I started off. I was in the front office and I would just say, you know what? I want new patients to come into this office. How can I get that with the patients already sitting in the waiting room? So I started talking to them and said, hey, where do you work? Oh, you know, I work at this company or this warehouse and things like that. And then I'd say, you know what? Could I ever go in there and just kind of drop off some stuff or, you know, talk to them, give everybody some free lunch? And they'll tell you, yeah, you know what? Let me give you this guy's number, that guy's number. Anyways, that's a whole different podcast. But take note of where they work. Take note of where the patients work at. Even if you didn't get any referrals, even if they didn't recommend any friends or family before, during the visit, or after the visit, their dental visit, if they didn't give you any of that, they'll at least give you where they work because, you know, they have to give you the insurance. So they'll at least give you that. And from that point on, it's easy. And I'll explain that in another episode. But yeah, those, I think it was 3 to 4 steps I want you guys to do, okay? Dentists, share this with your front office. Front office, share this with your dentist. Work as a team. Tomorrow when you guys have a morning huddle, discuss this. Discuss how you're going to plan this out. That way, nobody's lost. Nobody's a deer in the headlights. It'll be easy steps and you will get more referrals. I guarantee it. Please email me whenever you get referrals that come in, because obviously those are the ones that are the most important referrals that come in. Not just names and numbers, but people who come in into your office and accept treatment. Alrighty, guys, that's going to do it for this episode, episode 7. Thank you so much for listening. Be sure to be following me on Instagram under The Dental Marketer. Rate this podcast, subscribe to it, review it, share it, please share it. And if you want to get to know me more, you can also follow me on Twitter under TDM Tweeting. And that's it, guys. That's going to be it for this episode. Thank you so much, and I'll see you on the next one.